Good morning, viewers. This is the Pop Culture Podcast, and this is your host, Steele Eldridge. Sitting next to me, I have my friend,
Tanner Bell, and next to me is
Allie Pimlin, and to my right is
Andy Noriega, and next to me is
Andy Davis.
And today on the podcast, y'all, we're going to be talking about Juuls and the ethics behind them. Over the past year, Juul has skyrocketed to the top of the e-cigarette market. In 2015, Pax Labs curated the idea of a new vaping technology that would be easy to use, easy to acquire, and discreet. The product created was called Juul. It resembled a flash drive and could be charged by any charger. The intended demographic consisted of people who were at least 21 and was trying to quit smoking. But since the Juul's implementation, there's been a significant increase in e-cigarette use in schools. High schoolers hotbox their mom's minivans with fruit-flavored clouds, trying to muster the energy to get to first period. School courtyards and parking lots are graveyards for empty Juul pods all across the country. Students, they do it in class, they do it in the bathroom, and even in the library. They do it anywhere they aren't seen, frankly. There are over 11 million teenage Juul users in America, and those are the ones that just admitted to it. But why do so many kids Juul? What makes Juuling so much more intriguing to kids than smoking a pack of cigarettes? Is it due to the ignorance of the customers or the negligence of the company? All right, and now we got a word from Allie on this matter.
My opinion is that many kids Juul because they want to fit in or because they don't realize that Juuls have nicotine. They think it's just a flavorful smoke, or they are told that to be pressured into trying it. I think kids are so intrigued with Juuls because it's popular and easy to hide from parents or teachers. Kids love being bad and hiding things from their parents. Juul gives them an outlet to do that. I have seen so many people go into stores or restaurants with their Juuls and start vaping them because they are so small and the smoke is so thin that no one can see it in time. You may ask, can people not smell it in public? Well, yes, they can, but the smell doesn't really stay around very long. It just disappears into the air. Kids aren't that into cigarettes because they taste bad, and they smell, and they aren't as easy to hide from parents. And you can't smoke them in school because, one, it will set off smoke alarms, and you will get caught. The second you light it, it will stay on your clothes for hours. And as of now, cigarettes have more health risk than Juuls. And kids see that as a good thing and think Juuls have no harm, but that isn't true. Juuls have health risks like heart attacks, wet lung, which is when you have lung failure and it could be deathly. And lastly, they cause breathing problems if a long-term user. Commercials for Juuls are about young people using them. You never see adults using Juuls. Commercials are basically encouraging young kids to Juul, and that could be another reason younger kids use them, because they see the Juul commercials, and they think it's for them, or they think it's cool. So they go out and buy them. Or if they are under the age of 18, they will get someone they know who is 18 or older to get a Juul for them. And most of the time, parents never find out, and it has become an issue for young teens and Juuling.
But how do these kids actually find out about Juuls? Are they a victim of the flawed ethics of the Juul company that displays these colorful, shape-filled, fun-filled commercials, which influences these kids to go and get these nicotine nasty products? I'll leave y'all with that. Now, a word from Andy. All right, my homie Andy, I know you have a little bit of a different view on this than most people. What's your opinion on the matter?
All right. Juuls are considered by every elderly who don't smoke that they are harmful to anyone trying to. But I think Juuls are very helpful in the long run because it stops you from smoking cigarettes or any harmful drugs that causes diseases or cancer and or cancer. Juuls mean no harm to anyone. They only include chemicals which are nicotine, solvents, and flavorings. None of these chemicals are harmful. Nicotine is an addictive chemical that makes you need to hit the Juul more, but it also won't harm you physically. But the main pro about a Juul is that you get a fat buzz that makes you feel great which you get the same from a cigarette, but it won't harm you with a Juul.
Now, as you can see, Andy is obviously the epitome of the Juul smoker. He is underage, he has a Juul, and he is a victim of the fear-mongering rhetoric of the Juul company. And now we have a word from my other homie, Andy 2.0. Bro, you like? All right, viewers, now we're gonna shift over to another calm perspective, straight from my dude, Andy, sitting right next to me. What you got, bro? All
right, if we're speaking ethics, PAX's early advertisement in 2015 portrays young actors, which makes teens want to do it more if they see other kids doing it. And Juul pods, or PAX's Juul pods, come in a variety of bright colors and fruity flavors, which makes it seem more like a tech product that young people are already familiar to, making the youth want to buy it even more. And some people even say it might be the iPhone of e-cigs. The fruity flavors are very appealing to the youth, making them more likely to start. It also looks exactly like a tech product or a USB input?
Sure.
Okay. It is very discreet. It allows easy use with no worries of anybody seeing. Very easy to hide from parents and seems more modern, so teens trust it. And that is very unethical for a thriving e-cig company. Juuls use more nicotine in their pods than the typical e-liquid, which can prime the brain for future substance abuse and can get individuals more easily addicted. Juuls also vaporize the liquid that use nicotine salts instead of free-based nicotine. It allows the nicotine to be absorbed into the body at nearly the same speed as actual cigarettes, much faster than most e-cigs. Gives the user a smoother hit, easier for beginners to start and keep going.
Honestly, Andy, I think you've summed it all up with that one little point you made about it being the iPhone of vape products. Kids nowadays, they don't see it as a nicotine-filled product that's gonna affect them in the long run. They see it as a new bit of technology that everybody else around them is partaking in. And you know how much kids love technology. All right, now we got another perspective from my other homie, Tanner. All right, take it away, Tanner.
All right, so the FDA told the Juul company that they had 60 days left to figure out the teen vaping epidemic. Juul holds 76% of the vape market. I feel like Juul shouldn't have to figure out this problem because they're not the only company making these e-cigarettes. Since Juul couldn't comply with the FDA, they took the fruit flavors from the gas stations, such as mango, cream, cucumber, and fruit melody. Considering you need to be 18 to buy pods, I don't see how this will help that with the epidemic. But the Juul site does require you to be 20 years of age, at least, to order anything. Now, doctors have said that Juuls are 95% better for you than cigarettes. And I feel like teens are going to do it anyways, so they might as well use Juuls instead of cigarettes.
See, but that's the thing about these e-cig products and these vaping products is they haven't been around for long enough, like cigarettes have, for doctors and stuff to really know the full effects of them. Like, what are these products, in your opinion, Tanner, do you think they're gonna do in the next 15 years, like affecting their health? Because these products have only been around since like 2012, 2013, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's what really messes people up with cigarettes, the long-term effects of them smoking them for multiple years, and then 10 years down the road, they have lung cancer. What is your opinion on that?
I think because the Juul company did say that they didn't use a flavoring that early vape juice had, which gave users popcorn lung. So I believe that there might be
some... Could you elaborate on what popcorn lung is for the viewers that don't know that terminology?
Basically, when they first started out making like popcorn that you could put in the microwave, they would use this juice and these vats to make the butter for the popcorn. and the people standing over the vats stirring the juice would actually inhale the vapor or smoke and then get popcorn lung, which I believe puts holes in your lungs.
All right, viewers. Now, as you can see, this is just a small little glimpse into the diverse opinions on this topic in America. All right, y'all. Now that the podcast is over, now we want to hear y'all's opinion on this. Go to the comment section, fill it up, we'll be reading them. And don't forget, go to our merch website, cop some merch, and stay tuned for the next podcast next week. Pop Culture Podcast out.
Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.